Tuesday, May 31st, 2011. From Creamy Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jessica Hanna. Making headlines, Economic Development Minister Ebrahim Patel has called on researchers and academics to help government improve South Africa's labour market statistics, which he believes remain distorted by flawed information gathering processes. Speaking at the inaugural development conference on the new growth path, Patel said it was well known that the labour market information relating to South Africa's African workforce prior to the democratic era had been highly distorted, a fact that made an analysis of historical trends difficult. Since 1994, the statistical authorities have improved their coverage of the African population using new instruments, but these continue to throw up anomalies. Nuclear energy is not a quick-fix solution for South Africa's energy shortages, says Minister of Energy Dipuo Peters. South Africa understand that nuclear is not a quick-fix solution, but a long-term method to address the energy crisis and climate change challenge, she said in a speech prepared for delivery at the second regional conference on energy and nuclear power in Africa, held in Cape Town. Nuclear energy forms part of the Integrated Resources Plan, which sets out the country's energy mix up to 2030. Nuclear energy would contribute 23% of the country's energy supply. Under pressure from a new round of defections, Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi renewed a ceasefire call in talks with South African President Jacob Zuma, but gave no sign he will heed Western-led demands that he step down. Zuma said after a visit on Monday that Gaddafi wanted a ceasefire, including an end to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization bombing terms already rejected last month after an earlier mediation mission by Zuma. Zuma added, without elaborating, that the necessity of giving the Libyan people the opportunity to solve their problems on their own was discussed. Also making headlines, North and South Sudan have agreed to negotiate an end to the crisis in the disputed Abyei region, the southern vice president said yesterday. Botswana public sector unions said they had conditionally accepted a 3% pay rise, but a six-week strike that has shaken the ruling party's 45-year grip on power would continue until all demands were met. And the African National Congress and the National Freedom Party will work together in all hung municipalities in the KwaZulu-Natal province. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.